Training Camp Central is powered by Xfinity.
It's just good to go against different people. You know, it's good to get to be able to practice as one unit, as one team, I should say, versus instead of like offense versus defense. And so it'll get us a good idea too of where we're at going against a different level of competition. They're a good team, so it'll be good test for us. Just got to keep working it and keep going through the process and starting to kind of adjust like drills I do after practice or before, just to kind of get that. It's more of like your initial contact leverage. When you're in a stance, you're naturally hitting on the rise. And now that I'm up, I'm a big guy, I'm 6'6", so my leverage is more straight on if I'm already up. So it's just constantly reminding myself to keep my knees bent. My feet are backwards actually than what it would be if I was down in my stance. So if I play with my inside foot up now, my first step is actually my right versus typically my left foot's back. That's my first step. So just little things like that. So it's either an extra step here, a half a less step here. All stuff you got to work through, and it's fine detail, minute stuff. But you just keep repetition. So you try not to focus on. You obviously want to win every rush that you're in, but you try not to focus on that. You try to focus on your hand placement, your leverage, where how you're getting to the spots you want to get to, and just continue that process again differently. You're hitting on again. You got to bend your knees. You're not at that level where you can hit on the rise, so you got to bend your knees and make a conscious effort to do that, where it's a little more naturally when your hand's down. But at the same time, I can see more. I can put myself versus playing head up on a tight end in a 3-point or 4-point stance and trying to mirror step the guy and get my hands on him. Now I'm kind of more in an advantage spot as far as on reach blocks and stuff like that. So there's pros and cons. I can see more standing up. Not necessarily always a good thing. Sometimes you got to remember just to focus on your key and that kind of stuff. So there's all sorts of little adjustments, but that's what camp's for. That's what the preseason's for. And you just keep chipping away each day, trying to focus on something. Yesterday's day was really big on cleaning up footwork. Trying not to false step. Trying to really just roll off your front foot. So always little things we're trying to get better at. Absolutely. You look at, when you break it down play by play or series by series, you get, again, I think we had 2 3rd and 8 pluses in that drive. First play of the game was a minus play. I think it was the first play of the game. Yeah. And then we're off the field, but we have a quarterback scramble for a first down, right? And then, we had a big pass, you eliminate some big plays. So there's always good signs, and you have them in 3rd and 8 again. You get out. Then we have them in 4th down, and again, it's always detailed stuff. So, there's signs of big picture stuff that we're going to be all right. And it's really it's one drive in a game. It's hard to get a feel of where you're at. I mean, sometimes I've had games where you start off gangbusters, and then all hell breaks loose in the second half. You have games where you're grinding, and you get into the second half, and you're just dominating. So, I think we look at how we practice. Everybody works hard. Everybody is bought in to the details. And I think that's, for me, is what big picture is. Our guys bought in. Our guys willing to put the effort in to get better. Our guys taking coaching. Are we trying to apply that to the field? And for me, it's sometimes that you got to, personally, it's like you got to forget what you know in the past, and you got to focus on what the task is at hand with this new position, and just try to build on that. So I think if everybody's working for one common goal, then we'll be all right. Absolutely, and I think our room communicates well with each other. So Lamar's had some stand-up experience, so I talked a lot about him, kind of what to expect. Sam and Parnell coming from, a 3-4 system, I've asked them a lot of questions. I've helped, Sam asked me a lot of questions about, pass rush stuff. I'll ask P and those guys about, coverage stuff, like how we see in this run angles and stuff. So I think our room does a really good job of understanding everybody's strengths and try to play off each other. And we want everybody to be successful in that room. So, yeah, it's definitely a group effort.